There are 555 COVID patients in intensive care units due to COVID-19, according to the latest report by the province posted February 2. Of those in ICUs, 522 are testing positive for the virus. Health Minister Christine Elliott said in a tweet that 83% of patients admitted to ICU are for COVID-19 and 17% are for other reasons and have tested positive for COVID. Today's update also includes 67 deaths and 3,909 new cases. New case counts are underestimated. Public Health Ontario has confirmed 1,039,825 cases of COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic, and reported 986,715 recoveries and 11,576 deaths. The February 2 updates provided by the province's public health agency and the Ministry of Health also reported the following data: cases, 67 new deaths that occurred in the last month, and 5 more deaths that occurred more than a month ago were added to the total 4,912 recoveries since yesterday's report. There are 41,534 active, lab-confirmed cases in Ontario. Among the new cases confirmed today are 683 unvaccinated people, 164 partially vaccinated people, and 2,643 fully vaccinated people. 419 cases were reported with vaccination status unknown. The 7-day average incidence rate for cases is 29 cases per 100,000 unvaccinated people, 20 cases per 100,000 partially vaccinated people, and 25 cases per 100,000 fully vaccinated people. Lab-confirmed testing is mostly limited to Indigenous people, hospital patients, and those who live or work in high-risk congregate care settings. Hospitalizations: 2,939 people are in hospital testing positive for COVID-19. Of those, 56%, about 1,656 people, were admitted because of COVID-related illnesses, and 44% were admitted for other reasons but test positive for COVID. Among those hospitalized but not in the ICU are 573 unvaccinated people, 127 partially vaccinated people, and 1,497 fully vaccinated people. There are 555 patients in Ontario ICUs with COVID. Of those, 82%, about 458 people, were admitted because of COVID-related illness, and 17% were admitted for other reasons but tested positive for COVID. There are 337 COVID patients on ventilators. Among the patients in the ICU are 179 unvaccinated people, 19 partially vaccinated people, and 207 fully vaccinated people. Vaccination: about 84% of the population over 4 years old in Ontario is fully vaccinated, about 11.7 million people, 11% of the eligible population, aged 5 and up, is unvaccinated. Testing: provincial labs processed 27,720 tests yesterday, resulting in a 13.4% positivity rate. There are 12,665 tests still being processed. Northern Ontario: in the north, there are currently 204 people with COVID-19 in hospital, up from 195 yesterday, according to provincial data. There are 31 people in ICU with the virus, which is the same as yesterday, and 15 people on ventilators, down from 16 yesterday. In Northern Ontario, the breakdown of Public Health Ontario data for cases and vaccination is: Algoma Public Health, the health unit has reported 3,780 cases, 566 known active cases, and 20 current hospitalizations. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 88% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 83% have both doses. Of the population 18 years and older, 58% have a booster. North Bay Parry Sound District Health Unit: the health unit has reported 2,887 cases, 196 known active cases, and 6 hospitalizations. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 86% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 81% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 57% have a booster. Porcupine Health Unit: the health unit has reported 4,317 cases and 397 known active cases. The health unit does not report hospitalizations. At Timmins and District Hospital, there are 27 patients with COVID-19, 2 of whom were admitted for virus-related reasons. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 88% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 80% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 51% have a booster. Public Health Sudbury and Districts. The health unit has reported 9,367 cases and 579 known active cases. It is only updating its numbers Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. There are 66 COVID-positive patients at Health Sciences North, including 8 in ICU. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 88% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 83% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 54% have a booster. Temiscaming Health Unit. The health unit has reported 1,028 cases, 63 known active cases, and 3 hospitalizations, with one person in ICU. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 85% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 80% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 55% have a booster. Northwestern Health Unit. The health unit has reported 3,453 cases and 249 known active cases. Current hospitalizations are not reported. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 96% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 87% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 57% have a booster. Thunder Bay District Health Unit. The health unit has reported 6,975 cases, 287 known active cases and 58 hospitalizations, including 8 people in ICU. The health unit is only updating data Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 89% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 83% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 55% have a booster. The data from Northern Ontario Health Units is based on what was available at 10:30 a.m. today.